The indie author revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Well, hey there, revolutionary. Here we are, almost October. I'm not quite sure how this even happened. It's kind of scary. But I've been doing a little bit of thinking. I know, unusual for me, right, guys? So here's the thing. Today, this episode marks my 100th episode. That is like mind blown. We're talking almost 2 whole years of doing this podcast, and I cannot even believe the amount of excitement and everything that goes on with this. Like, how on earth did we get to 100 episodes? The time has just like whizzed by. I don't know if I like hopped in Doctor Who's TARDIS and he plunked me back down here or what, but here we are, 2 years later almost, and we've reached the 100th Author Revolution Podcast episode. Wow. So I want to just say thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for joining this podcast and following along. And whether I'm new to you, whether the Author Revolution in general is new to you, whether this is the first episode or maybe the 100th episode you've listened to, or if you've gone through all my backlist or plan to, I don't care, whatever it is, I just want to say welcome to the family. Thank you so much for being a revolutionary with me. And I could not imagine my life without this podcast. It's pretty damn incredible. So with that in mind, I was kind of racking my brain about what do I want this 100th episode to really be about? What is it that I want to talk about and really bring to you guys so that it's significant? Because 100 episodes feels significant, right? It does. And so I was going for a walk this morning and doing my typical walking routine, and it really kind of came to me about how I am shifting gears a little bit personally into this realm of kind of re-embracing, I guess, my more metaphysical self, if that makes sense. So for those of you who have followed me for a while, you know that I'm a Reiki master. I love energy work. I have been someone who has studied ancient art history and literature. I have gotten a degree in comparative religion. So for me, studying different religions, methodologies, all that stuff, it's very interesting and fascinating to me. And I like to use elements of it in my writing and in my work, in everything I'm doing. But over the past few years, I took on a lot of stuff. And when you get really bogged down by life, by the things that you're trying to accomplish, I guess our goals, like once ego takes over, our passions really kind of start to shift to the side a bit. And while you might still have those interests and while you still might think you're connected to something, it's not as powerful or as potent as it used to be. So for example, I've always liked tarot readings, I've liked meditation, I like mindset work, I like all of those things. And you probably noticed that if you've ever read The Right Frame of Mind, or if you've been in any of my online courses like Rapid Release Roadmap, or even the 3-Day Plan Your Series Challenge, right? I like to incorporate mindset because I find that when we can settle our mind and we can get the right frame of mind on, we can accomplish some pretty damn impressive things. So One of the things that I'm working on right now is kind of shifting gears a bit from just doing the step-by-step mentality of teaching how to publish and write and promote and all of those good things, because I think we need that as indie authors. And to be perfectly frank, as a Virgo, my need to organize loves that sort of thing. I love to be able to take all that information that's out there, extrapolate it, and then wrap it up into a nice little neat bow to make it easier for other people to understand and follow along with. But that other side of me, I guess the more spiritual side, the more esoteric side of me, is craving more depth. And I was playing around with this idea. I mean, you guys know that I've done Reality Hacker, and I've done Denise Duffield Thomas's Money Bootcamp, and then I've done some different readings of various things all over the place, right? I've been doing a lot of just mindset work myself, trying to get to a place where I can see where I want to go. And that brings me right back around to this really cool idea that I've come up with and I'm in the process of building right now. So I polled my Author Revolution online community in Facebook to see if you guys would be open to meditations. And one of the things that I am doing right now is actually putting together meditations that are going to help authors to be able to get into the right frame of mind, whether it be a morning meditation to set your intentions, whether it's a 5-minute pre-writing sprint mindset zapper, or whether it's this idea of using more fantasy-based stuff, like pretending in our mind's eye that we are consuming a potion that is going to help us have the Midas touch, have the best reader magnet ability ever, have whatever the concept might be. Maybe be able to tell the best story through our chapter or whatever our writing scenario is going to be. I'm mapping out different types of meditations and things that I'd like to incorporate. Now, because it feels a little bit different from Author Revolution as a whole, Author Revolution feels like it is not just the teaching part of it, but it feels more concrete. It feels more based into, I guess, what is really normal, if there is such a thing. But this other side, this more softer side, this more spiritual side of authorship that I want to be able to kind of suss out and play with, it's different. And so I'm giving it a different name. We've got Author Revolution, obviously, and now Author Alchemy is being born. So the two sites are going to pair up pretty well. They're going to go right alongside each other. So if you're the type of person who is interested in, I guess, some of the more new agey type stuff, if you're looking for meditations, or if you're looking for journals that'll help you, if you're looking for different ways, I guess, to trigger your brain to do the writing, to do the creative work that we really need to do, then I encourage you to be on the lookout. I'm, like I said, in the process of building Author Alchemy right now. It's going to be a sister site to Author Revolution. I'm going to be working on everything as normal. But Author Alchemy is really going to be more about this spiritual side of being an author, of tapping into who we really are and being able to say what we are, speak our truths, be our truths, walk our truths, and just really kind of go forward. Not just as authors and into our author revolution, but to really just be a whole person. Because being an author isn't the only thing we are, right? Being a self-published author isn't the only thing we are. We have other things that make us us and help us to become whatever it is that we want to become with our author careers. And our author careers are our own. So with that in mind, we have to embrace that in a fully holistic way, at least in my opinion. And when we can tap into this new age aspect of it, whether it's through mindset, through meditation, being able to really get clear on our intentions and use manifestation and the law of attraction, some really powerful things happen. And that's the stuff I really want to dig into. It's the stuff I want to use to empower you as indies to overcome some of your hangups, like author imposter syndrome, like worthiness issues, like worrying about your books and whether or not you're doing it right, or worrying about writer's block. All of these things really come down to mindset. It really comes down to getting clear with yourself and releasing some of the self-limiting beliefs, the, you know, negotiations you've had in your brain, the past, whatever. And for whatever reason, it's an area of this whole thing that I'm really, really drawn to. So I am digging, like I said, deeper into this. And if you're interested in it, I really do recommend you keep an eye out on Author Revolution's website. There will be a link going up very soon once I have the website built. It's going to be super rudimentary at first. Don't get me wrong. It's going to have like a single meditation. But my plan is to start putting out meditations once a week if I can. I say if I can because there's a lot of things that are going on. I'm still working on two books, guys, right now. But I'm committed to it because it really feels like something that needs to come out, something that I need to do and focus on. So it's something that I am going to say, okay, universe, you've tapped me on the shoulder. You've told me this is something I have to, for whatever reason, accomplish. I will follow your lead. And that's something I want you to take as well. As an indie, sometimes we hear things from our gurus, our people that we really admire, and we think it has to be gospel, or we think we have to do it a certain way because it's been said we have to do it a certain way. But I found really that when we tap into our own inner knowing, sometimes we know the best way. It might not even be what other people are saying. It might not even be the thing that is blowing up right now. It might not even be the thing that you think it'll be. Sometimes we just pivot a little bit and we decide to go off on a weird side tangent, maybe like this, because it seems fun and it seems like it's more magical and it seems like it has a little bit of that, oh, what's the word? Enchantment to it. And that's what you follow. You should always be following your intuition, your heart, yourself as a guide. And I guess that's what I'm doing right now too. I'm taking my own advice and I'm just playing around with the energy of it, testing it out, seeing if I like it, see if it's something that other people are going to be interested in as well. Now, if there's something that you're thinking you really need or you haven't seen in the author community when it comes to, I guess, more of this new age vibe, when it comes to more of the heart-centered stuff, let me know. Shoot me an email at carissa@authorrevolution.org and let me know what you're looking for. If there's something that I can create that is really going to resonate with you and help guide you on your author career so that you can make the most of it, I truly believe that that is what I'm ultimately here for. I am here to be able to help you and voice to you how capable and how incredibly powerful you are. And I want you to have that outlet and that opportunity to listen to that type of thing. Listen to affirmations, listen to mantras, listen to meditations. Be guided on your mission to being the best creative version of yourself that you can possibly be. So here we are. As I said, the 100th episode, and I find it a little bit ironic that instead of really diving into, I guess, more tips and tricks on how to be an author, I am here letting you know about a new aspect of Author Revolution with Author Alchemy. And it's just kind of funny, but I think it's right. It feels right. And hopefully it will feel right to you. I've had an interesting time with all of you out there because maybe it's the vibe that I give off, and it probably is because we're all energy, right? We vibrate on a specific level, and those energies, like energies, are attracted, right? So I have a lot of you in my audience who are meditators, Reiki masters, witches. You're my starseeds, my light workers, who are practicing Buddhism, who have different ideas of what the world can look like than what is, I guess, traditionally thought of. You are my people. You really, really are. And so I want to be able to cater a little bit of Author Revolution in a magical sort of way. If you are curious about any of those things, or if you're looking for the meditations and stuff like that, I want you to head over to authorrevolution.org/100 to get more information on Author Alchemy. I'll make sure that there's a link posted in there. The website is ready. The URL is ready to go. And it's just not live as of the time of this recording. Maybe it will be live by the time you hear this podcast. But if for some reason it's not, just check back because it will be available very soon. If you're looking for more inspiration or more help or whatever, I really want you to know that that's the way that I am being guided, I guess, the way that I want to be able to help you. But I'm always here. If you've ever got questions when it comes to the aspect of writing, how to publish, how to promote your works, how to plan your stuff, that is something that I have been deeply entrenched in. Obviously, I love it. It's something that's really cool. But because I've done it for so long, it comes almost so naturally that it's not as fascinating to me, I guess, as some of this other stuff. So that's why I want to kind of pivot just a little bit. Hopefully it's a good pivot for you guys. But don't worry, I am not going anywhere. We're going to still do some really great tips and tricks and make sure that you make the most out of your author career. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for spending 100 episodes with me. And here's to another 100 more. I hope we continue onward and do some really, really incredible things with this podcast and with our author careers. I think we are in a place right now where indie authorship is really kind of coming up against an existential crisis of sorts. On one hand, we want to be independent and we want to have our own business and we want to do all these things and just really be seen as the creative, awesome entrepreneur, visionary that we are. But at the same time, we're trying to follow this old system, the system of constantly going, constantly trying to strive, constantly, constantly, constantly. And unfortunately, it's leading to so much burnout and it's leading to so much creativity wells drying up. And I see it not only in myself, but I see it in my contemporaries and in my students. And I don't want that for you. That's not the direction I want Author Revolution to stand for. It's not the direction I want to go as an indie author myself. And it's definitely not what I want to be teaching you guys. Even in Rapid Release Roadmap, I've always tried to steer you toward a prolific author career that is sustainable, something that feels good, something that is doable and not going to lead you down that path of completely annihilating any kind of creative bone in your body. You know what I mean? I want to be the voice of reason. I want to be the voice of your inner muse. I want to be the voice on your shoulder, reminding you what direction you really should be going, because life's too short to constantly be following the pack, and life is too short to not ever really feel fulfilled. And life is way too short to be spending time writing books you don't want to write or living in worlds you don't want to live in. It's time for us to really take our life, our creativity to the next level. And we have to do that by trusting ourselves and our instincts. And we have to do that by allowing just a little bit of magic back into our lives. All right, guys, that's me on my soapbox today. That's me on my little rant, I guess. Every once in a while, I have to have these rants, but hey, it's 100th episode. I get that, right? That's my prerogative after 100 whole episodes. All right, have a wonderful week. I want you to get some writing in. Enjoy the process. Remember to find your joy in it because that's super important. And whatever it looks like for you, however it unfolds, go forth and start your author revolution.